I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The civilian death toll continues to rise in Ukraine as Russian forces bombard several major cities. So far, Russian progress in conquering Ukraine has been slow. But if they succeed, many worry local churches could face increased persecution. Greg Musselman with Voice to the Martyrs, Canada.
Vladimir Putin continues to lock down, you know, anything that doesn't go along with his ideology to present, religion and even Christianity, evangelical Christianity, being a threat or even, you know, considering some ministries and Christian organizations and others as terrorists. It's been very difficult for the churches in Russia. So if this happens in Ukraine, it definitely is concerning for the leaders there.
Churches in Ukraine have also sent many missionaries into surrounding countries. Please pray for peace. 8 years ago, when Islamic State fighters took control of Iraq and Syria, refugees flooded into Lebanon. Now, as Lebanon falls apart, they're at risk once again. Syrian refugees tell Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama that militants come in disguise, offering food, housing, protection, and more. It's appealing to refugees who see no future in Lebanon.
If you're a Syrian refugee, you're living at or below the extreme poverty line. You have no legal documents to know that you exist.
Some desperate families accept, only to find out
they had to move to an ISIS camp. The children would not receive an academic education. They receive a military education where they learn how to hate and shoot guns.
Heart for Lebanon facilitates change from the bottom up. Give kids a future through Heart for Lebanon when you connect with us at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.